This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is a man that's seen more than I have forgotten in my lifetime. Dick Gregory, welcome to the Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
Thank you, my brother, and God bless you. Let me just say to you that money is not power, and education is not power. But information is power. And I just thank you and the folks that put this on to put that information out there. Because unbeknownst to us, when the universe pick you, it leave no footprints. The universe don't give a dang about the New York Times or the Washington Post or Time. It knows when you put it out there in the ether, people pick it up.
That was a clip from, I don't know how many years ago that was, Super Don, but Dick Gregory on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2011, was it?
Six years ago. That was April of 2011 down in Long Beach.
Right. That was after we had met him in the previous year in Chicago at the Health Freedom Expo. Dick Gregory passed from this plane, I believe, yesterday at the age of 84. You know, I don't get starstruck, and I was starstruck with Dick Gregory. Because this guy has, and I, you know, you can hear I was Star Trek because the opening of that clip, I said it kind of backwards, right? He's forgotten more than I know is what it should be, right? I've forgotten more, you know, but I was starstruck. I remember, I was like, oh my gosh, Dick Gregory is on this show? Are you kidding me? This guy, what he has seen, what he has done, and his dedication and commitment, not only the issue of civil rights, which I know there are controversies abounding all over the place there, but his commitment to teach people real health and real healing. What an extraordinary man. And I can imagine him right now up there, wherever heaven is, meeting with Liam Sheff and doing some stand-up comedy together.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. You know,
yeah. Liam appreciated Dick Gregory like I did as well. So, man, oh, man, we're losing some folks here on this planet and this plane of existence, but they continue on and they'll be felt long, long after. And, you know, he made some profound statements, many profound statements, in fact, including, you know, I liken what we've been talking about. It's like we haven't remembered much. If we've already forgotten and we're going back into race riots, for instance. Now, I think there are agents provocateur going on. There's a Hegelian dialectic going on from the war-making machinery on planet Earth, the globalists that are wanting to divide and conquer. That never ends. But if you can continue to erase history, you can keep playing the people like it's the first time they've ever gone through this. And, I, you know, last week it was we were talking a lot about what happened in Charlottesville. And one of the things I pointed out was, well, if you want to talk about the real danger, it's not a white supremacist who's marching and looks absolutely ridiculous today. For most people, they look at that and go, you're an idiot, right? But what it is, what the real danger is the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which doesn't care of your color, your race, your religion, any of that. And case in point, you've got a black man who heads up Merck, and he resigned from President Trump's commission for some economic thing. And I pointed out that Merck is doing more damage to the minority community than any Klansman. This is not an endorsement of a Klansman. If anybody thinks it is, you can listen to another show because you don't have the sense that God gave you to hear what I'm saying. But, I mean, Dick Gregory went there regularly with his commentary. and with his comedy. And, you know, he would, and it was hard. Sometimes he'd say things, you're like, I'm not sure what he's saying, because it would be very provocative. Yet when you kind of listen to it a little bit more and let it wash over you, go, this guy's seen some stuff. You can't dismiss the words. You got to go to the deeper level of what was he really meaning? Here's a case in point about saying thanks or being humble.
One of my grandchildren called me and said, I need to talk to you because my mother wants us to say please and thanks and yes, sir, no, sir. I said, no, tell her that's for fools. Tell her to read the Bible and see if Jesus ever said thanks, or see if God ever told you to say thanks, or read any Bible of any religion. It says, humble yourself. See, I can hug you and blow your car up. Humbility, and that's what I find here, is humbility. And when you mix that with information, then it gets out there to the universe.
And, you know, I liken that to what I've said for many years. Don't ask for permission where none is required. Because sometimes it's mistaken, and people begin to apply that humility, that humbleness before God, and apply it to government. Like, you got to say please and thank you to government. No, these are the servants. These are the people you can direct with aplomb, without apology. Yet they are directing or attempting to direct us and run our lives. And the distinction here, of course, is government can be quite the enemy, not the help, in regards to even race relations and even what we call rights, issues related to rights. It can be a double-edged sword. In this discussion, I want to bring in my good friend. He's not a doc. He's smarter. He's better. He is a nutritional historian. And Dick Gregory said an extraordinary thing about his book on chromium. We'll get to that in a moment. But Chris Barr, are you with us today?
Yes, I am. And I'm so glad we set this up before the news, and I don't know what we were going to talk about today, but when I saw shortly after Don had contacted us that Dick Gregory had passed, first of all, I called someone who had been a longtime confidant and dear friend of his and the family, and you know, she answered the phone weeping and greeting me, Chris, and just crying, and she had been on the phone with the family when Dick had passed, and that he'd actually been up, he'd been drinking, he'd been eating, he'd been up and about. They were expecting him to get ready to go home when just suddenly he left this plane.
Yeah, 84 years, and he had overcome cancer, I believe, in 2001. It wasn't like he had the healthiest life for all of his life. He had to recognize and overcome a lot of bad habits in his own life, and I've got some audio clips we'll play to kind of reference that, and it really guided him to become quite the teacher, in addition to the so-called entertainer, as we realize that in order to teach, you have to be entertaining to some degree, or else people will tune you out.
Yes, he went back to at least the early 80s, and maybe a little before that, in emphasizing fruits and vegetables, and raw food eating, and fasting, and helped many, many people publicly, you know, televised, recorded with health issues. And yes, in 99, he was diagnosed with lymphoma, and, you know, they told him all that he needed to do, chemotherapy and radiation, and he told them no. And, you know, we just talked the last time we were on the air, I think, about you know, that stupid study saying people that do alternative medicine die at a much higher rate and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't mention Dick Gregory back in 1999, who told them all to go take a flying leap, and he used herbs and nutrition only and was free of lymphoma. He had just a little bit going on when I'd met him about 10 years ago, and I told him about selenium and got my selenium book to him, and he got onto the innate response selenium and talked with me several times. In fact, I've got a message I won't erase on my machine because I said, I got Dick Gregory on my voice machine.
Yes.
I'm not erasing that.
Yes,
and,
we have some beautiful memories, Chris, including the archived show that we did in Long Beach with him here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which I'm going to play a few more clips from. But again, I wouldn't erase it either. He's one of the, I will look back on the 20th century, and not only obviously in the civil rights era did he know everybody and connect and communicate and do some things that someone with extra pigment or more pigment than most of the white folks in America had to go up and do stand-up comedy in ways that had never been done before. But his impact, as you said, on health and healing and trying to communicate like we do to every community out there that our enemy is not someone with less or more pigment, but it's those who are trying to poison us with food, with drugs, with medicine.
Yes. In fact, the 1330 mark, Don put up a flashback. You know, Dick said, I never know that bacon and eggs was bad for me. I never knew that there was anything wrong with Kool-Aid unless it wasn't sweet. The Ku Klux Klan didn't give me all the bad. My mother gave it to me. My school, my church,
Chris,
my country.
Give a listen, because that interpretation is dead on to what he was saying, and we're going to hear Dick Gregory's voice say it right now.
One of my grandchildren called me and said, I need to talk to you because my mother...
Oh, I want to clip the right clip. My apologies, Dick. I want to get you right here.
So, Dick, if information is power, what is inflammation? Because we see a lot of that out there in the old media, and people are inflamed. I mean, they're angry.
You see, anger is a stimulation. And when you're deprived of everything and reduced down to nothing, then you become that, and you need that stimulation. You see, in the black community, the reason with all the stuff we go through, you're looking for instant gratification. And if someone took crack and couldn't feel it for 18 months, they wouldn't take it. If you go to the best restaurants in the world and buy the best wine in the world, you don't get drunk or high because they don't need that. But you go where poor folks live, you get a 95-cent bottle of cheap wine, you be drunk before you take the bath. That's what that's about.
Instant gratification.
That's why the junk food, to give you instant gratification. When I'm poor and hungry and raggedy and deprived, I'm not looking for nutrition. I'm looking for something I can taste now.
Put
a lot of salt, a lot of pepper, fry it good.
Now, that's setting the stage for where you were going, Chris. I want to get to that. Oh, do we lose Chris? Do we still have Chris? Might have lost him. Go ahead and try and retrace his footsteps.
He'll call back.
No problem. Anyway, we talk about instant gratification. And what Dick Gregory was acknowledging was the deficiency syndrome in those who are poor, who are nutritionally deficient, how they would reach out for things that gave them instant sensation, instant gratification. This is true whether you're white, black, yellow, or red. The point is he was looking at the community from which he originated. And going back and saying, you know, there's a reason this is happening. And the wealthy folks that are sipping on the most expensive bottle of wine, they're sipping on it. They don't need that necessarily that instant gratification because they're replete with a lot more nutrition. Now, I'm not saying they're all nutritionally replete because there is addiction happening at every level. But we're going to come back and talk more about that with Chris Barr. We'll get him back on the line. I've got some more audio clips from Dick Gregory today. Those of you watching on YouTube, we are simulcasting the live radio feed that's coming through GCN, our broadcast radio syndicator, and around to affiliates all over the country and planet Earth right now. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll check out notes and links, including a nice picture we had with Dick Gregory when he was on the show with us at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach in 2011. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount not possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, kicking off our broadcast week with Chris Barr, not a doc. We love him, appreciate him so much, and what an auspicious time to celebrate the life. The passing of Dick Gregory, who you know, we both were fortunate enough to have interaction with at the Health Freedom Expos. And Chris, you mentioned that you had further engagement with him because he loved your book on selenium and chromium. We're going to hear about what he said there. But I thought I had it ready to roll when you brought up the issues of what he said about Kool-Aid and the KKK and stuff. This is stunning. So I'm going to play it for everybody now. Chris was not making that up. From Dick Gregory's own lips, here's what he said was really important, what was the real danger to the people.
In Chicago, I remember you said this concept or movement, and I asked you about all the movements you've been involved in and what you've witnessed. I said, how do you see this as different? And you mentioned something about health freedom, how it seemed to be more broad-based than anything you had seen before.
Yeah, because it is also is healing something. See, when I was enslaved, I knew I was enslaved. If you in jail, you knew in jail. I never knew that bacon and eggs was bad for me. I never knew there was anything wrong with Kool-Aid unless it wasn't sweet. So this is what I'm saying. When you come in, See, the Ku Klux Klan didn't give me all the bad. My mother gave it to me, my school, my church, my country. And so you come with love. And I'm willing to listen, because otherwise I got to go against my mother.
Right.
And my father. And everything. Mm. And then all you got to do is just take a few minutes and think, Sergeant, my arm stops hurting, my limp leaves. And I say, wow, there's something there nobody told me about.
Coming with love, and he can listen. And he recognized that. He acknowledged that about what was happening at the Health Freedom Expo with the folks there, with you, Chris, with me, what we were doing, that we were coming at it from a loving place. Not from a place that was yelling and screaming and denigrating as such. And again, the perspective that you reiterated there, the Klan wasn't what really was a threat to me as much as my own mom, who didn't know how to feed me.
or the government that that taught us that fat was bad, when in fact it was necessary and vital for health and life. And Dick understood that, and he was out there in his comedy shows preaching it.
Yeah, this is amazing. Earlier in that broadcast, he had talked about people calling him a crazy man, and said that things he'd said 20, 30 years before, and I forget which one was mentioned, but that he said now was recognized. And here, this same clip from 6.5 years ago, he's talking about that the KKK didn't give me all the bad. Mm-hmm. And here we have that in the news today. You know, everybody getting all upset about all these idiots out running around, you know, that everybody knows they're stupid knuckleheads. And here's Dick relevant again, 6.5 years later. Look, that's not the problem. Mm-hmm. It's the lack of information, or really, it's the intentional giving out of bad information from the school, from the, even the church, the country. You know, the FDA allowing things that are against the law and have been for more than 100 years. You know, people don't know white bread's against the law. It's literally a Supreme Court decision in 1915 that upheld the Pure Food and Drug Act made white flour illegal. And that's the number one component of the American diet today, according to the Department of Commerce about 10 years ago. And Dick Gregory was on that.
Yeah, irony, of course, there's something called cracked wheat, but that was wheat crack. To do white bread, really. It just removed all of the minerals, especially the chromium, as you've written about extensively. We've talked about it here. And that set the stage for poisoning of the population by altering the food, the whole food that contained all of the minerals necessary for life itself to function in balance. And yet it was ignored. As the food industry, as the chemical industry began to dominate life in America, better living through chemistry, the era of DuPont and now Monsanto and genetic engineering. And Dick knew about this, and he would speak to folks about it. I don't know how many of them were listening, but just like anything, perhaps only a small percentage are ready to hear it and make those changes, because it's not about instant gratification. It's about lifelong changes, which, taking the long view, is a little difficult for many Americans.
Well, Dick Gregory was brilliant. He got things. When something was documented, he got it. He didn't have to get rid of all the lies he'd been told. And wait a minute, that's not what I learned. Look, he read my chromium book and came back the next morning and held my book out and said, the most important document I got in my whole life was this book. And I was floored. He had just read the night before and called me at my home. And like I said, he had lymphoma in 99 and was pretty much over, but he still had, you know, some markers, and he got on the my selenium book and got on the innate response selenium, and I never heard back that he'd actually kicked it until I talked with a very close confidant who said, mm-hmm. Oh, no, that cancer, that was gone. So
nice.
That's not the news that Dick Gregory got rid of cancer without chemotherapy or anything else.
That should be the headline, along with the fact that he's done so much good and will continue to do so. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Chris Barr, we're going to talk more about Dick Gregory, and we've got cannabis updates as well. Stick with us.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, RobertScottBell.com. Notes will be up soon. And Chris Barr is my guest today, not a doc. It's always great to get together with Chris. Of course, we're honoring the life and legacy of Dick Gregory primarily today and peppering in all the things we love to bring in that, you know, Dick acknowledged was really important as well. And we're sad to see him go, but we're glad that we were able to cross paths in our lifetime together. And you know, as he acknowledged Chris's work, which is great, and I was humbled by the nice things he said about me and this show as well, and what we were doing that went beyond a lot of the Hegelian dialectic, you know, the things that rip us apart for purpose of enslaving us. And that was something that was really important to Dick, too, because I asked him about some of these things. I didn't know where he would go when I asked the question. as it related to participation, you know, in warfare, for instance. Not only warfare overseas, but the war on the people of America by its own government. Give a listen to how Dick responds to my question about this in 2011 at the Health Freedom Expo.
The one thing that seems to be consistent in the human history here is warfare as well. I get very upset. Hurts my heart seeing what we're doing as a country, going out and launching these things. Now, just now, Libya is open up. What's going on there?
Well, first you have to remember that every time I go to a peace rally and buy a plane ticket, my tax money helped buy bombs. So I'm part of that mess. And so when the bombs fall on my grandchildren and my wife, I hope God give me enough strength to understand it's payback time.
So what's your perspective on people acknowledging, recognizing that, saying, I can no longer in good conscience participate with that system and contribute in any way?
That's when it's going to end. Not before then. That's not going to end. It's going to end by just going along with it and saying, I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it happen. You know, black folks in a trend in America, never before in the history of the planet have any movement been as successful as the civil rights movement, and not one gunshot
was
fired at somebody else. We was killed, but that's what it's about. Give me an army that's willing to die, and I will destroy any army that's willing to kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
Give me an army that's willing to die, and I will destroy any army that's willing to kill. I mean, you know, that's deep and profound. As he acknowledged, again, the participation is contributing to a lot of the things that we would call injustice. At what point do we say, you know what, I am no longer willing to participate? And again, I don't answer that for anybody listening right now except to acknowledge that is a wise statement. It is a true statement. And, Chris, I know you acknowledge these things as well.
Yes, and he just rattled out this kind of wisdom on one subject and another. He was so quick to grasp truth, you know, when it was presented to him in a, you know, logical, meaningful manner. And but again, I never cease to be astounded at the wisdom that just poured out of him, without any warning, just like you said, ask him, don't know what he's going to say, but you always knew it was going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely phenomenal. And again, he was trying to help folks not only in his own community, but he'd go anywhere to speak to folks about this. And, you know, I remember, what was the thing I think on the panel he talked about, you know, why do people call me a health nut? When I was drinking alcohol, they never called me an alcohol nut, right? You know, it's like, you want to be healthy, you're a nut. I mean, those are the kind of observations where you go, it's so basic, but man, it cuts right through it. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, he would lead by this example. And not everybody got to the depths of it, but as we've talked about, and he acknowledged, I said, if we, for instance, on diet and nutrition and the vaccine issue, if the churches in America alone would start taking this up and saying, you know what, stop poisoning your body in violation of if you want to call it God's law, if you want to call it nature, nature's God, nature's law, however you want to call it, that you don't inject toxic poisons into the temple that you're given to live in. And, you know, that would change things overnight. That's why, in reality, churches are a great danger to government, but most of the churches have been co-opted by government because they now ask for permission to exist, which is kind of opposite what the First Amendment said. So, again, a lot of these things you kind of see them meld all together, but folks, most of them, they don't want to acknowledge that. It's just too much. It's a bridge too far, perhaps.
Yeah. But again, Dick Gregory was on top of it. And, you know, that quote that he just rattled off again that you just opened this hour, this segment with, you know, my school, my church, my mom, my school, my church, my country. You know, my mom didn't know when she was, you know, feeding us that it was a garbage diet. You know, she was just doing what her mama had taught, what everybody else around her was doing. You know, I learned about it when I was a teenager, a young man. I wasn't yet, you know, 20. When I started learning and was stunned, I got it like Dick Gregory got it real quick. You know, so, you know, we've been told lies. And it's not a matter of mistakes. Like I said, the Supreme Court in 1915 made this ruling that what the number one consumed item by Americans today is illegal. And yet it's still done. The law hasn't changed. They just ignored it.
Well, then they made a plant like cannabis illegal, but we'll get to that in a little while. Right now, to honor Dick Gregory, we want to answer some questions from our listeners. And first one's coming in, I think it's from Janice.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Janice writes, hey, Robert and Super Don and Chris. I have had stomach inflammation in the past and have done a fairly good job treating it with the Silver Aloe Protocol, eating clean foods and probiotics. 2 weeks ago, I had a staph infection on my leg and they treated me with strong oral antibiotics. Yesterday, I thought I had a migraine with the nasty nausea and went home from work sick and slept all day and night. I woke up this morning and my stomach appears to be full of liquid. This isn't the first time I've appeared to have liquid in my stomach. The antibiotic they prescribed me was sulfonamide of some kind. I did not take it all because it made me sick to my stomach. 7 of the 10 pills. Why is it there and how can I treat it naturally? Thanks, Robert. Hey, Chris, when somebody says they got fluid in their stomach, I mean, I'm thinking bloating. There's a heaviness there. I don't know if it's literally liquid, but the destruction that is done by chemotherapy, a.k.a. antibiotics, is very real. And we've got to do some very real things to correct it.
Well, the tragedy of this goes right back to what Dick Gregory had we were talking about. You know, she had all kinds of problems with antibiotics. She has a staph infection, and they give her more. She got things corrected or on the road with the Silver Aloe Protocol and clean mm-hmm. foods and probiotics. And those oral antibiotics wipe all of that out practically instantly when all she needed was some Sovereign Silver healing gel on that staph infection on her leg.
Yes.
You know, and to get some Sovereign Silver that she had learned about. And yet she's so overwhelmed by the culture, she went right back to causing the problem the same way it was caused before, and then asking, how come this happened? Well, the same reason it happened before.
Yeah.
So she's got to go back on the Silver Aloe Protocol and start over again, and then don't do that again.
Yeah, Chris, they get you by fear. And the fear of infection, right, is so great that they say you will die every time unless you take an antibiotic. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but just a little. I know there's some awareness shifting, but it's still not enough. And yes, the silver locally, topically, in a staph infection, along with, as a homeopath, I would be remiss not to mention this. It's heper sulfur calcarium. It's not the same thing as a sulfonamide antibiotic at all. Heper sulfur is the remedy that's always, always indicated for a staph infection anywhere in or on the body. And, of course, for the stomach, we have Nux Vomica, which is great, but it still doesn't replace, you know, what we do with the Silver Aloe Protocol. And then on top of that, something we've talked about recently when you've been here, the Cangest from Alta Health Products for long-term correction as well.
Oh, yes. There's nothing better for the liver and the gallbladder and digestion on planet Earth than Cangest D. It just restores. And so that's what she really needs to do is restore everything. What she had done is great and might be enough, but probably not since this hit her so hard so fast this last time. So, yeah, just add the Cangest to it and, drink that, before every meal and bedtime. And along with everything else she had done, do it again and mm-hmm. fix the problem so that it don't happen again.
Exactly. And of course, when we talk about probiotic replenishment, I want to remind folks the law of the terrain. Antoine Béchamp, you've all got to learn about this guy. He was the real smarts behind a lot that we didn't learn and the corruption of medical science, if we can even call it that, that if you have a disrupted, destroyed terrain, like throwing napalm in the jungles of Vietnam and you expect the animals that used to live there to be living there again because you put them back, it doesn't work that way. You've got to restore health to the terrain itself, and then the microbiome can reestablish, which is why, I talk about repairing the structure, which silver is known to stimulate a process of regeneration of healthy integrity of the cell itself. And then function will follow that form. And then the Cangest comes in there as well. The probiotics come in there. Now you've got a complete system as opposed to thinking, I can just take probiotics, yet it's been decimated down there. How do you expect those critters to live?
Yeah, and for that decimation, throw in some Alta Health product silica for the connective tissue, the collagen.
Yes.
You know, there's a reason that the gut is leaky, several things with which you've mentioned, but mm-hmm. you have to shore up the connective tissue so that it stops leaking also, and that's silica.
Exactly, and I've included that in the adjuncts to the protocol in Unlock the Power to Heal, and of course, Chris has written about all of these things extensively. He's got a book on selenium, on chromium, and contributed to Unlock the Power to Heal as well. And there's a secondary story that kind of relates to this. We got a couple of minutes before our break here, Chris, and it says, yes, I almost want to say, yes, Virginia, you can develop food allergies as an adult. And you know, it's interesting. People say, well, I don't know how I got this allergy. I was never allergic to anything. But over time, if you corrupt the intestinal system and you develop what we call a porous gut, leaky gut. You have access now from the intestines into the bloodstream, things that are not fully digested, macromolecules, proteins, things that trigger the immune system to hyper-respond to one thing or 100 things. And you develop the allergy, which is not technically caused by the allergen. And people don't get that. It's like, heal the gut, and you'll find a lot of these allergies disappear.
Well, that and people, even not just medically, but even nutritionally, the vast majority of the experts on both sides of the aisle don't know. An allergy is just the inability of the body to deal with something. And what is it not dealing with? Enzymes. What's the key to enzymes? Minerals. What do we have for more than 100 years in America? A virtually completely demineralized food supply, which means we are demineralized and larger amounts of people can't break down those foods. So the older you get, when you treat yourself badly nutritionally, yes, of course you can develop more lack of ability to break down foods that previously you could because of your demineralized diet. So of course you can get a food allergy later in life when you're eating the wrong way.
Why is it that I no longer have the allergies I grew up with? The poster boy for every allergy known to man, that was me. I healed my liver. I healed my gut. A lot of these things I had to do took me a couple of years to do because I didn't know all about the whole food nutrients that Chris has been telling us about for years. But there's so much more to accelerate health, healing, and recovery. And that includes that Silver Aloe Protocol, folks. We got a lot more healing to do honoring Dick Gregory today on the show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Acknowledging the life and the mission that was Dick Gregory here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We had him on in 2011. If you missed some of the clips we played from his appearance on the show, we also have a link to the SoundCloud of the entire interview in uninterrupted, and that's available for you through SoundCloud, which you can get at robertscottbell.com. Archives of the show are instantly up through GCN, our broadcast radio syndicator, and around the country, all the affiliates that carry us. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio in Great Britain, and SoundCloud, as I mentioned. Chris Barr is my guest this hour. I almost call a co-host because I could take off and Chris could do the show. I got a day off, Chris. No, but I love talking with you about these things as well, and we have a good time. Now, we're not opposed to science. We've never been we march against science, right? But the fact is, most of the science coming out is not quality, and that would be an understatement. In fact, most of it would be called the J word.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Yes, the junk science update of the day. Chris, help me navigate this, because, again, Dick Gregory saw through a lot of this garbage as well. But science says, sort of like Simon says, science says DNA test results may not change health habits. Now, are they talking about, if you have a gene for breast cancer, they'll claim it, and you don't get your boobies lopped off, that's what, you know, the claim is, it's not having a big enough impact, we got to scare you more? Or does it disavow knowledge of the fact that genes are very malleable, pliable, and that gene expression could change by what you believe, by what you do differently, and that whole garbage nonsense about BRCA 1, 2, 3, 4, or 10 is just that. It's a lie to get you to first take a test, and then to do something stupid after you get the test?
Well, yeah, they're basically saying from this data that people don't necessarily change their habits when they get these results. You know, but again, that goes back to what we've been talking about for this whole hour. You know, people have been lied to so much that, you know, it's hard for them to overcome the conditioning that has been done to them for their whole life with just a single test. Okay, we'll change this. Well, I don't think it's that important because they've been told it isn't. So now they're told it should make a difference. You know, and even medical science, like I said oftentimes their response is, well, let's cut this body part out. No, that's a bad mistake. The appendix is there for probiotics, and they didn't know that till recently. They said it was a useless appendage. So they've been giving us bad information, so it's no wonder people don't trust them when they tell them, oh, well, you got this test, change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, when they make changes, it makes a difference.
Right, but remember what Dick Gregory talked about, instant gratification. And, you know, if you're very minerally deficient and you don't see an immediate impact, again, they're going for the immediate impact because they need something so desperately. Like when you have abject chromium deficiency and you have hypoglycemia, you are starving for sugar. You'll grab anything. And like the commercial says, here, grab a Snickers bar, and turns you from a monster to back to human. And so the information is that you have a sugar deficiency rather than a mineral deficiency.
Yes, absolutely. And the good thing is, when you learn the right information, as Dick grasped so quickly, you can make a difference in a hurry. You know, so they're not giving people good answers to these things, so people are resistant to the answers they're given because
mm-hmm.
they're not the best answers. So no wonder they're not changing.
I remember learning about the history we didn't learn in school about, for instance, homeopaths and even naturopaths in the early part of the 20th century, how when the sulfa drugs and then the antibiotics came out, many of them abandoned their natural training and went into allopathic medicine because of the instantaneous results they were getting. And they were short-sighted, of course, because the destruction of the terrain was going to bring about the chronic disease crisis of the 20th century like never before in recorded history. So it isn't just the allopaths, but the impact on all of them. Now, some of it was Flexner Report inspired, and the government's thrown its lot in with Big Pharma. But in many cases, the abandonment for instant gratification or not knowing how to instantly or very quickly remediate the mineral deficiencies.
Well, let's be honest. Part of the instant gratification was paying off the doctors with paybacks, because the truth is echinacea was the number one or two prescribed by medical doctor item for colds, flus, and infections. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
They switched to sulfa drugs because there was money behind it.
Yes. Well, with that, we've got some more history coming up and some more unprecedented things that have occurred. One in particular in a school system in California. Did they really go organic, and will it matter? Yes. And those cannabis updates we've got coming up too next hour. Chris Barr is going to stick around. Thank you, Dick Gregory. We love you and appreciate you. More powerful healing on the other side of this break because, as you know it, The Robert Scott Bell Show is here, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.